The Web That Has No Weaver, Understanding Chinese Medicine, page 83. Kidneys, or Shen. The kidneys store the essence, or Jin, and rule birth, development, and maturation. Essence is the texture most closely associated with life itself. It is the source of life and its unfolding. It is a texture that gives organic life its specific character. It is a stuff of growth and development. Essence is the potential for differentiation into life's yin and yang. Essence, in one form or another, is the primordial seed of the life process, the life process itself, and life's final fruit. The entire body and all the organs of the body needs essence in order to thrive. The kidneys, because they store essence, bestow this potential for life activity. They have, therefore, a special relationship with the other organs in that they hold the underlying texture of each organ's existence and are the foundation of each organ's yin and yang. In other words, the yin and yang, or life activity, of each organ ultimately depends on the yin and yang of the kidneys. Thus, the kidneys are the root of life. As the medical tradition states, the kidneys are the mansion of fire and water, the residence of yin and yang, the channel of death and life. All the organs can be characterized as either yin or yang, but within each organ, there is both a supportive, nourishing yin aspect and a dynamic, active yang aspect. For example, the liver's storing of blood is yin, while its spreading of qi is yang. As a primordial organic texture, essence can be thought of as coming before yin and yang. But because of its soft, unhurried, and unfolding nature, it is yin as well. It is characteristic of the dialectical movement of classical Chinese thought that Jing can be both before yin and yang and be yin as well, and that within that yin, there is another yin and yang differentiation. The kidneys, like all organs, have both yin and yang aspects. Their storing activities is yin, but some of their other activities are yang. The yin of the kidneys, depending on context, is called either jing or water. If jing is before yin and yang, the yang of the kidneys has a special name. It is called min menghuo, or life gate fire. The kidneys are also called the root of life because essence is the source of reproduction, development, and maturation. Conception is made possible by the power of essence. Growth to maturity is the blossoming of essence, and the decline into old age reflects the physical decline of essence. As time passes, the essence decreases in its physical vitality. Because the kidneys store essence, all these processes are governed by the kidneys. Therefore, reproductive problems such as sterility or impotence and developmental disorders like retarded growth or lack of sexual maturation are seen as dysfunctions of the kidney's storing of essence. Aging is considered a normal process. When it proceeds gracefully, it is not seen as an illness or a problem. If aging is premature, or if it lacks the dignity of a sense of completion, it may be the result of the kidney essence irregularities. The kidneys will water. All organs participate in the metabolism of water, but the kidneys are the foundation upon which this entire process of water movement and transformation is built. The words water and fluids are often used interchangeably, but sometimes one or the other is preferred. Water has a more general connotation than fluids. While fluids refers to water in its particular aspect, perspiration, urine, etc., water refers to all the moisture in the body. Water is also thought of as the opposing principle to fire, the inter fires yang. Since water and fire are two of the basic forces at work both in the body and in the universe, water is a broader, more metaphorical term. The kidneys will water through their yang aspect, the life gate fire. This fire, or heat, transforms water into a mist, a necessary first step before fluids can ascend or circulate. All the circulation of water in the body depends on the vaporizing power of the kidneys. The spleen also vaporizes pure fluids as it raises the pure essence of food and fluids, but its vaporization power, its fire, is ultimately dependent on the kidney fire, which acts as a kidney of a kind of pilot light. Clinical sketch. A patient is diagnosed by a Western physician as suffering from right-sided heart failure. The patient's chief complaint is serious edema of the entire body. An Oriental physician gives the man a complete examination and decides that he has a pattern of deficient kidney fire, unable to hold water. The physician prescribes very warming herbs, including aconite and the use of moxibustion, which is burning substances such as mugwort to stimulate acupuncture points at such points as kidney 7 and conception vessel 4. After a course of treatment, the patient's symptoms are visibly alleviated. Examination by a Western physician confirms great improvement in the heart. A partial explanation of these results in Western terms could be that modern pharmacological studies have demonstrated that aconite is a potent cardiotonic. Chinese medicine, however, describes it as a warmer of the kidney. The kidney stores the will. The kidneys are associated with both aspects of the will. The yang will, the forceful assertions that shape the course of decades, belongs here. The big shifts, decisive efforts, and fundamental commitments that allow a person to take responsibility for his or her life are the creation of yang will's volition. The yang will is the most dynamic assertive aspect of a person, the ultimate fire. The yin will is the other side of will. It is a deeper encounter with the inexorable and ultimate destiny that already exists hidden in the undifferentiated seed. It is a recognition that the deepest force requires no effort. The yin will is elusive, almost intangible. It is noticed in stillness. It has a quality of irreducible mystery. The yin will is about the inevitable, about a direction we each move toward that can be seen only when we turn around and look at how we have developed through time. It is about fate and destiny. It is about the unknown and death. Recognition of the yin will allows for the creation of the virtue of wisdom. This wisdom is not about knowing things. In fact, it is more about being deeply connected to the unknown. Wisdom is a recognition of that fact that life is an intertwining of known and unknown. We know that death is involved, but we also know that the unknown is involved. Wisdom is a recognition of a deep knowing that infuses life. The yang will ultimately must accept the yin will in order that the essence bear the fruits of wisdom. Resolution must acknowledge the inevitable. Certitude must bow before the unknown. Age often weakens the physical aspect of essence, but maturity is a necessary ingredient for the spiritual dimension of essence to unfold. Essence reflects itself in wisdom gained through a reflective life. Obviously, an Oriental physician cannot and should not give a person wisdom. Every person needs to find his or her own, perhaps with the help of religious figures, family, friends, teachers, poets, or philosophers. The Oriental physician can, however, strengthen the kidney's will. When the will is not intact, a person can have uncontrollable fear or a dread of death, existential anxiety, or inability to feel the gracefulness of becoming older. Fear and wisdom share a similar energetic, both are an encounter of the unknown. Fear, however, cannot embrace the unknown with trust. Fear cannot recognize the inability of the unknown. Wisdom, on the other hand, acknowledges the profound truth and tranquility of the unknown. When an East Asian physician successfully helps nourish the essence, a patient will receive a support to reclaim some of his or her own wisdom. When essence flourishes, wisdom can abide. The kidneys rule the bones. The kidneys produce the marrow. These two functions are an aspect of control by the kidney essence of birth, development, and maturation. The kidneys store the essence, and it is said that the essence produces marrow. The marrow, in turn, is responsible for creating and supporting bones. Therefore, the bone's development and repair depends on the nourishment of the kidney essence. In a child, insufficient kidney essence may result in soft bones or incomplete closure of the bones of the skull. In an adult, insufficient kidney essence can produce weak legs and knees, brittle bones, or stiffness of the spine. The teeth are considered the surplus of the bones, and so they too are ruled by the kidneys. When a child's teeth develop poorly or fall out, or an adult's teeth are a constant problem, a Chinese physician will suspect an insufficient kidney essence. The kidneys open into the ear. The kidneys manifest in the head hair. There is a close relationship between the kidneys and the ears. As an agent says, the kidney chi goes through the ear. If the kidney is harmonized, the ear can hear the five tones. Many hearing problems are treated through the kidneys. The poor hearing common in the elderly, for example, is a consequence of weakened kidney essence. The relative moistness and vitality of a head hair are also related to the kidney essence. The head hair also depends on the blood for nourishment, which is why the tradition calls head hair the surplus of the blood. The kidneys rule the grasping of qi. While the lungs administer respiration, normal breathing also requires assistance from the kidneys. The kidneys enable the natural air qi to penetrate deeply, completing in the inhalation process by what is called grasping the qi. Kidneys are thus the root of qi, while the lungs are the foundation of qi. Proper breathing thus depends on the kidneys, and kidney disharmonies may result in respiratory problems, especially chronic asthma, or being deeply locked in grief and fear.